FM Hockey is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the pregame show, here's the voice of the Sabres, Greg Stewart.
W-O-G-O, your sports station.
Well, we have a high school hockey matinee for you today here at Hobbs. Good afternoon, everybody. Greg Stewart, along with former Sabres head coach Tony Menard on WOGO, as the Sabres are in Eau Claire to take on the Stars. And Tony, glad to have you on board here on WOGO.
Appreciate you having me back. It's fun to get back up here and watch the girls play. Obviously, a rivalry against Eau Claire here. And, you know, it's been a little back and forth over the last couple of years. And, you know, we've been on the better half of that, so hopefully that continues tonight.
Yeah, last year CFM beat Eau Claire 1-0, and then 4-1, and in the sectional semi 5-1 knocked off the Eau Claire Stars. But you've been through this a lot in 9 years of head coach. You know, there are games on the schedule. Might play a regional team or a team outside this area, someplace in the state. And then there are conference games where you play a team twice in a season. Then there are rivalry games, and this is a rivalry game. In fact, I was talking to Michaela Hogan, the head coach of the Sabres here a little bit ago, and she said the girls are really keyed up for tonight. They want to beat Eau Claire. They have friendships. They know these players, but there's a real rivalry here. Tell me what that's like as a coach going through that with your team.
I think a lot of it is you're trying to get through the first period, just getting those first couple shifts, in and just getting the nerves settled a little bit. Obviously, like you said, the girls know each other from, you know, playing, you know, spring and summer hockey together with girls from Eau Claire. But it's gone back since Hogan, you know, started with the program back in 06, and that's when Eau Claire started their program. So, you know, it's going on 18 years now of a good rivalry with a close proximity to these groups of girls. And, you know, it's just something that they want to come out here and they want to show their best effort because they have friends on the team, and you never want to go out there and lay an egg against your friends because you're going to hear about it the rest of the year and through the offseason. So,
yeah, and these teams have faced off against each other so many times through the years. ECA comes in here at 3-3. They have won 3 in a row after losing their first 3 games of the season. Their first 3 games, they only scored a total of 2 goals in those first 3 games, and now they've started to get some offense generated, 8 goals in their last 3. CFM coming off a heartbreaking loss to Black River, 4-3 double overtime loss where, you know, they really outplayed them. BRF got a goal, late goal in the second overtime, and tough one to lose for them. But they're 3-2 overall, 1-1 in the BRC. Have you seen the team at all? Do you know anything about CFM this year?
Yeah, just kind of playing off of, you know, the experience from last year. We have a good group of seniors, upperclassmen, that have been around the program now. And what you're looking for from them, the girls like Ashley Sloop and Addie Biskin and Tess Lysis, you're looking for those girls to step up as leaderships in these situations with the younger girls. You know, you have some good talent in Avery Lindstrom and Allison Jew as freshmen. And, you know, every few years you go through that cycle as a program where, you know, you got a talented upperclassman and you get some talented underclassmen. So you're trying to develop them and get them to understand the high school game and understand the importance of this game and when to go out there and establish a lead early on.
Well, I think number 2 kind of understands it right now. The freshman Avery Lindstrom's got 11 points. She's on her way to a 35 or 40-point season if she keeps this pace up here.
Yep. I'm talking with Coach Hogan at practice early on in the season. She thinks Avery could be one of those talents you don't see come through the program in a long time.
Yeah, she is fantastic. Michaela Hogan up here with us, perched high here above the ice at Hobbs. Have the girls kind of turned the corner after that last tough double overtime loss to BFR? Have they kind of put that in the rearview mirror and moved on?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we kind of, the message was after the game to think about it maybe over the night and then get over it. We came back with a really nice practice on Friday, and then unfortunately we had a game canceled on Saturday due to weather that we're really hoping to kind of bring us out of the funk. It was going to be a nice game versus Badger Lightning. But then yesterday, after an off weekend, they came back fired up, full of energy. So kind of optimistic about what we saw coming off last night's practice.
What are your thoughts about Eau Claire? It's a familiar team, familiar crew here that we've seen through the years. Coach is different. Bob Stowe is a new coach. Tom Bernhard, after all these years, retired 33 years of hockey for him total. And so you got two first-year coaches, but the players know each other very well. So tell me about playing the Eau Claire Stars here tonight.
I'll be honest with you, it hasn't even come up. It's been really nice to not have that conversation. I think our younger girls are competitive enough to know that there doesn't have to be any emotion towards it. Just show up and play hockey. I know as a team, they're very defensive-minded. I think when one goalie's hanging out at like a 98% save average and the other one is at 94, so that's pretty solid. We've been more focusing on the scoring aspect of things more than anything coming into tonight.
Well, you got a goaltender tonight who's a senior and one of the top ones in the state for the Eau Claire Stars in Sewell. Tell me about, being able to put some rubber on her and how do you have to beat a team? I think got two goaltenders in the top 10 in the state this year.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. We haven't struggled putting the puck on net. I think we had 38 shots on goal against Black River. We're getting really good quality chances. We're playing hockey with good pace. We're getting the puck to the net with good opportunity. It's just burying it that's been the problem. So tonight we're going to have to attack it early and often and just, hope one falls early and kind of opens it up for us.
All right, Michaela, best of luck to you, and we'll talk to you on the postgame, huh?
Thank you.
Thank you. Michaela Hogan from the broadcast booth down to the ice here as head coach of the CFM Sabres, coming in here at 1-1 in the BRC, 3-2 overall. So, Coach, time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. And, Tony, what do you think are the keys here tonight that CFM needs to do or maybe not do to win this game?
Yeah, just like Coach Hogan was talking about is, with these good goaltenders, getting people in front of the net to capitalize on any loose puck opportunities because, looking at a younger team or a team like CFM, it might be hard to score just off of those rushes, off of those shots. So you want to be there for those rebound opportunities and just be aggressive and have a physical presence in front of the net tonight. But that goes for both ends, right? Aubrey is a new goalie this year. She's been with the program. She's a junior, but it's her kind of first conference game, first game against Eau Claire. And you really want to make sure that you're helping her out defensively too. So that means defensemen, weak side defenseman being in front of the net, weak side winger having that presence to make sure that you're taking away Eau Claire's opportunities in front of the net. And then it's come out and start fast is the last thing. In a rivalry game like this, you want to come out and you want to be the one asserting your dominance right away. You don't want to be the one kind of setting back on your heels. And I think with CFM's upperclassmen that they have and some of the younger talent, I think we should be able to gain that assertiveness right away in the game. And hopefully that carries over through the periods as we have maybe a little bit smaller of a bench this year, but hopefully we can get out to that lead earlier and play some good defense throughout the rest of the game.
Get ahead and stay ahead, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, that's going to be the formula for winning here tonight for the Sabres against the Eau Claire Stars. This is our pregame show from Hobbs. Part of a doubleheader is actually a doubleheader here tonight on the ice. We've got this game, and then the game following will be a boys' game, Eau Claire North hosting Hudson, but we have a radio doubleheader for you. Got girls hockey right here. Then Mark Halverson's going to pick it up at about 7 o'clock when we're done, or a little bit before 7, as the Chippewa Falls women's basketball team hosts Stevens Point back in the Birdcage. And he'll have that game following our game tonight. So a full night of high school sports for you here on your sports station, WOGO WOGO and WOGO.com. Tony and Greg here along with Carter Jaeger. He'll be heading up into the stands between periods. So thanks for joining us. We'll continue with our pregame show. Just about 8 minutes away from dropping the puck here. It's the CFM Sabres against the Eau Claire Stars at Hobbs and Eau Claire tonight on WOGO. And we'll be back.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kicks it up on her. Blaine Lindstrom held
she
up.
Scores.
And she scores.
She scores on that.
Five hole. Tried to go down low. And a shot that goes in. Chi High scores. It is Jackson LeMay. Puts the first goal in for the Cards this season on the power play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
CFM and ECA tonight. The Chippewa Falls Menominee McDonald Sabres against the Eau Claire Stars, a four school co-op here. And CFM coming off a 13-12-1 season last year. Eau Claire struggled at 8-17. Now they have a new coach, Bob Stowe, some new systems, and he feels his girls are starting to come together here. They have won three in a row after opening up with three really close losses. And CFM coming off a tough 4-3 double overtime loss to Black River Falls. But before that, a game we did here on WOGO, a 4-1 convincing win over Hudson. And beat Northland Pines 6-0 up at Eagle River. And really close losses to open up. In fact, Tony, this program, you got a goal here and there. They had 3 one-goal losses in those games early on. You give them another couple of goals, and their record would be, maybe one loss or undefeated.
Yeah, and, looking at just the overall structure of CFM, you got the upperclassmen and some of those scores that you're hoping to come along middle of the season, end of the season are those freshmen, and obviously Avery's had a good season so far, but you hope to see Allison kind of start picking it up and feel more comfortable as the season goes on. Same with Evelyn. And when you can get two lines start clicking and kind of producing at a high level, that's when you're going to start to be able to win those close one-goal games.
Yeah, now this team is a bit thin. They only run two lines and, maybe 4D, three sometimes rotate 3D. How do you think that might affect them as they go through the game and go through the season?
Yeah, well, when you look at the season overall, that's going to help your D, early on in the season if you run 3D. You know, their legs are probably just not there. But as the season progresses, they get more comfortable and understand when to take changes and everything. But with two lines, you know, if you get in one of those, you know, back and forth battles where it's a, you know, high pace physical type game, you know, you're going to start feeling your legs hurt by the third period. So that's when Coach Hogan's talking about trying to get to these early leads and be smart about, you know, the opportunities that you're taking and getting. And then that way you can play a little bit more defense come second half of the second period into the third period.
Both these programs have tasted the glory of a state title, 2018 for Eau Claire, 2021 for you, and this Sabres program. Just an unbelievable season. What's that like for a coach to carry with you from your experience as a head coach for the program?
Yeah, I mean, for me, looking back at that day, that's probably one of the top three, 4 days of my entire life that I can think of. And to be able to do it with the group of girls, and obviously now last year we've graduated, you know, that freshman class that was there when we won state.
Paige, and
so,
Paige Steinmetz,
you know,
and that group.
This group here that are seniors, they came in right after that, and they had that eager, they had that enthusiasm to try to get back to that opportunity. And, you know, as the season progresses, you know, I really think this section can be wide open for anybody to take. You know, you look at Eau Claire beating Hudson, and, you know, I think we had a close game against Western Wisconsin.
4-2.
Yep, and Black River obviously is, you know, a toss-up for both these teams. And, you know, those are teams you're going to have to play in the playoffs. And, you know, if you can get better as the season grows on and you get those younger girls to come along quicker than you expect, that's where you get in the playoffs and you really start to have, you know, wide eyes hoping that you can get to a sectional final and represent your section down the state.
Yeah, both these teams in the same section. We played Hudson. They played Hudson already as well. Both teams beat Hudson. You want to beat these teams that are in your section. Give you some ammo for that seeding meeting.
Yep, and that these are the games that you circle. You talk about it, this rivalry game, but it's also a big game for them in the season. You know, typically we try to not look at games before, you know, the Christmas break that much when we're doing our seeding meetings, but it comes down to it when you have these conference games this early on that this could be a tiebreaker and, you know, two teams that could be seeded very close to each other, and it could be a 4-5 seed, and you're maybe trying to battle for a home playoff game at that point. So these games or whoever you're playing down the road when it's a sectional game, you really got to try to find a way to come out on top.
Yeah, they matter in late January when you have to sort this thing out.
Yep.
For sure. All right, so 3-3 for the Eau Claire Stars, are 0-1 in the BRC. But I think I said 0-1. I think they're 1-0 in the BRC. Pardon me, they're 1-0. And CFM is 1-1. They are 3-2 overall coming into this game here tonight. We'll have the next CFM ECA game for you on the radio as well. It's going to be on the 30th of January, at the end of January, back at the Chippewa Ice Arena. For the Sabres, Aubrey Dowd is our goaltender. Here's a goalie matchup for you. Aubrey comes in at 2-3, goals against average of 2.46, and a save percentage of 8.97. And Aubrey's kind of still looking for her game to come around and improve her game as she goes through the season.
Yeah, and, you know, this is going to be a good opportunity, a good test for her against, you know, a familiar team. And for her, it's just kind of understanding the flow, understanding the angles, understanding how fast the shot comes off people's stick compared to, you know, JV, what she's been on the last couple years. So.
And for the Stars, it's going to be Amy Toole. Amy is 1-2 on the season. They rotate. They've got two top 10 goaltenders, and Abby Pritzel, Amy Toole. Toole's going to start tonight. She's a senior, goes to school at Eau Claire Memorial, and has got goals against average of 1.66 and a save percentage of 9.43. And the players introduced right now for the Sabres is going to be Zhu Lindstrom and Kerr up front. You got a couple of freshmen, and Olivia is a sophomore. Defensively, Riley Biskin, number 8, is a junior. She's partnered with a freshman in Taylor Geisler. So you got a very young team, and the other set of D are Ash and Sloop. And so you got some experience with those up-and-coming freshmen here. For the Sabres. And for the Eau Claire Stars, they're going to start an all-senior lineup on the forward line, along with Toole, the goaltender. You got Knack, Roberts, and Kohler up front for the Eau Claire Stars. And then a couple of seniors defensively. Volke and Stowe, the coach's daughter, Ava Stowe, she'll be partnered with Volke and an all-senior lineup. In fact, Eau Claire's got the most seniors of any program in the state, so they're going to start an all-senior lineup on the forward line and defense as well. We're just a couple of minutes away from dropping the puck here at Eau Claire. It's the Sabres and the Stars tonight on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and we will be back.
Every day, our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Greg Stewart along with Tony Menard and Carter Jaeger here at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. It's girls hockey tonight. It's the first game of a sports doubleheader on WOGO. It's the Sabres and the Stars. And later tonight, the Chi-High girls basketball team hosts Stevens Point. Halbo will have the call for Mark Halverson right after our game tonight. The officials for tonight, Dashiell Mulburn and Andrew Cranebrule are the referees. Dennis Fenton is the linesman. The officials are ready. The players are ready. And we're ready for a great game on the radio here tonight. CFM 3-2 looking for their second BRC win of the season. Eau Claire 3-3 overall. And this is Roberts against Lindstrom. And here we go. Roberts deals it back to the Eau Claire Stars D, and they'll brush one in on Aubrey Dowd, and she'll just hang out of that and wait for the faceoff in her own zone. So what do you give for advice to a goaltender who, you know, kind of waited her turn coming in here and now is getting the chance to start?
Got to play with confidence.
Own.
You got to know that you have the ability to be able to do this and be able to put the team on your back when they need it.
Here is Allison Shue. Allison will drop this in left wing corner. Bounces from left to right in the elbow on the near wing. Jube fighting for it. Now this one comes on the half wall. Here's the exit pass for Eau Claire. That one steered away. The strip by Lindstrom, and she'll skate off on the change and give her spot to Evelyn Pitcher. And here's Eau Claire looking to outlet out of their own zone. Also into the game is Addie Biskin. Here's one that goes in on Tool, and she just sweeps that one into the left wing corner, and the breakout pass is stopped right there by Riley Biskin. Number eight steps up. Now it's into the right wing corner. Tessa Lysis cycles this one in back of the net. Nobody there wearing the red for CFM, and this is going to exit all the way back into the Sabres zone. Biskin hauls it in, angles one off the boards, slowly drops into the Eau Claire Stars zone. They go D to D on the pinch right on the near side is Olivia Hare. Hare tries to work this one toward the net, came around the boards, going to come all the way to the left point. Ashley Sloop slaps that one in the zone, picked up now by Addie Biskin. She'll ram one around the boards, going to come on the half wall of the near side, picked up by CFM. Back to Biskin, takes the shot that was blocked out in front, and it's cleared to the center stripe. Angle off the wall by Zhu. She's into the offensive zone now. Quick spurt on the bench and just kind of getting a breath of fresh air and back on the ice for Allison Joux. This one comes back out to neutral ice. Hauled in there by Ellie Ash. Can't control on the dasher on the far side. And a battle for it. A couple of Sabres get in on the action. This one tipped ahead by the Stars. And Riley Biskin is there to clear the zone. Eau Claire has to touch up. They work it to the line. And again, cleared by Biskin. Just set up shot right a couple of feet inside the line. And able to clear it out to center ice. Here is CFM trying to get organized. A little helter-skelter right now as the puck is along the near fence and smashed in by Grulke for Eau Claire. No shots on net yet. Minute and a half or so, a couple of minutes into the game here, and this one shoveled out by Lindstrom as she fell to one knee. Quickly got up. Lindstrom with the pick, the intercept. Here she comes. She weaves her way in the zone. Lindstrom in back of the cage, goes from left, right, centering pass.
Oh, nice try.
There was a great chance for Addie Biskin, parked right out in front. She just didn't get a whole lot on the shot.
Yeah, no, I don't think she could see that puck coming through the traffic there from behind the net, but good job with Avery getting that puck out in front, and good opportunity by Addie getting it on net.
Face-off, glove side of Toole in the Eau Claire zone. Pulled back for the D. They go D to D right now. The intercept at the top of the circles by Pischer. That keeps it in. They'll drop it in the right wing corner. On the forecheck is CFM. Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin looks for the wraparound. Backhand try. Oh, a chance right there by Tessa Lysis as she picked up the rebound off Tools pads. And here is CFM still on the attack. That one ricochets off a stick from Sloop. Her shot. And I think it should stay in the zone for the faceoff right here.
A lot of good stuff. Sabres are getting the puck low and trying to work that puck from behind their goal line and getting it out in front and then getting a couple good opportunities.
Lindstrom now to take the draw against Roberts. Two top lines squaring off right here. CFM has got it, working it hard on the forecheck. Now they work it back to the point. Sloop winds and shoots, and that one again ricochets off a stick into the netting and out of play.
Sabres are doing a good job of finding that open person to be able to get that shot opportunity, and hopefully that continues here and getting the puck up to the points. You got a couple good defensemen with good shots and get home for the rebounds.
13:25 left to go, first period. It's been pretty much all in the Eau Claire defensive zone so far. And this is Joux as she races into the corner to keep the puck pinned in deep. Eau Claire now on the breakout. Nice keep right there by Riley Biskin as she stepped up a couple of steps and kept the zone. And now here's a long breakout shot pass by Eau Claire, and that's going to be an icing right here. So they're keeping them pinned back with their backs to the wall in their own zone here.
Yeah, and they're doing a good job of transitioning with that puck from low to high, and you can see Eau Claire in the defensive zone. They're doing a lot of head turning, trying to find that person that's open, and Sabres are doing a good job of finding the open person, getting those opportunities.
Pischer against Keitelinger right now in the faceoff dot. Left wing side on the half wall. Eau Claire able to chuck it ahead out through center ice into the CFM zone. And they intercept, but Eau Claire takes it right back again. Here's Molly Wright. Wright pinched up against the wall. And a chance for Addie Biskin. Biskin trying to reach down for something right here. Biskin in the left wing corner. Had it tipped off her stick. And it's going to be picked up by Axness, Molly Axness. And she tried to hit the wing, break it out, but nice stop right there at the blue line by Riley Biskin. Cycled back. CFM chance on the attack on the side of the cage. That one tipped into the corner by Toole and cleared through center all the way back to the CFM zone right here with 12:07 left to go. Here's a breakout chance for the Sabres. Pinned up a little bit as Eau Claire put a forecheck on here on the half fence right here. This is Addison Grulke. Grulke's older sister was a star on this team, and Addison from Fall Creek keeping the name going here on the Eau Claire Stars. Here's a pass over to Grulke right now, top of the left wing circle. Tried to wide and shoot, took a little too long. Tipped back to the D, step it up, and a shot taken off the blocker of Aubrey Dowd into the left wing corner from the shot by Gums, the defenseman. This one tipped back to the blue line, and they can't hold the zone, so Eau Claire's got to back up right here with 11:21 left to go first period. Here's Riley Biskin. Reaches and will toss this one all the way down right on net. So Avery Lindstrom, sensing that one's going to jump right into the play and hold the zone. Here is Lindstrom, looked off to her left, trying to get a pass off into the left wing circle. It was turned over, and Eau Claire's got it right now. Here's a shot wide of the cage from Gums as she comes in. That was Grulke. As she comes into the box right now to take a rest. And this one is dished back out through center ice by CFM. Sabres have it right here, turned over just inside the Eau Claire stripe, and this one's going to come back into the CFM zone, and Lindstrom's got it right now. She wheels and deals along the blue line. They'll dump one into the left wing corner, and she's going to retreat high in the zone, and it comes around in the right wing side of the Eau Claire defensive zone. Here is Jew. Jew picks it up, tipped toward the front of the net. Riley Biskin down on one knee. Didn't know if she should step up or stay at her blue line. And now she gets up quickly, and Eau Claire able to drop the puck off the wall and into the CFM zone. 10:04 left to go here in the period. There's a turnover and a backhand try. It was knocked down. Woley with a shot. We got a delayed call right here as CFM was kind of backing up and a little out of control. So they're going to take a penalty right here with 9:56 left to go first period.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think Avery did a good job of taking the body in the right spot right there, but the girl ended up going in the boards a little bit harder than anticipated and going to end up on the penalty kill here.
Eau Claire coming in here, a pretty paltry number on the power play at 6.7%. And CFM on the kill at 76.9%. And Eau Claire wins the draw, and they've got it right now with the extra attacker. Here is Ava Stowe playing defense along with Molly Axness. And this one into the left wing corner. Eau Claire trying to get set up here. Molly Wright's got it right now. Stowe slides over. Back of her, waiting to accept the pass. And she'll take it from right along the blue line. Now this one dropped in the left wing corner for Grulke. She'll slide in underneath the goaltender Dowd. Over on the right wing side for Wright. Molly Wright tapped one off the wall. And now it's going to be picked up by Ashley Sloop. And she's got the strength to knock it all the way down. This one in behind the goaltender Toole. So a clear for CFM. 1 minute left to go in the power play. There's the intercept, the pickoff on the exit pass by Allison, or Addie Biskin, I should say. And now it's going to be taken by Eau Claire. And here come the Stars. Molly Wright with some energy moves into the zone. This one off, banked off the wall and all the way back down the ice. There's a clear for CFM. 38 seconds left to go here in the penalty. 8:31 of the game clock here in the first, and no score in this first game of a radio doubleheader. We'll have girls basketball for you next. Mark Halverson will have the call from the birdcage as the Chippewa Falls women's basketball team, the girls basketball team, hosts Stevens Point. Comes back to Sloop. She'll load one up, drops it in the zone, and a good clear right there. Down to 10 seconds left to go in the power play. There is Addie Biskin. Biskin with the puck, surrounded by Eau Claire Stars players, and she rags the rock, holds on to it for a while, and CFM back to full strength, and here comes Avery Lindstrom, but an offsides call. She danced into the zone, but CFM was caught with a player inside the Stars' defensive end of the ice, so that will stop play right here with 7:51. So what do you think of the kill?
Really good kill. He had a great opportunity, or a couple opportunities, but had one line out there and was able to withstand the whole kill there, and now you got Avery's line back out here for an opportunity.
Lindstrom with Joux and Hare on her wings, and here is Lindstrom right now. The freshman comes up, top of the wing, the circle on the near wing, and bumped off the puck as it slid toward Toole, and she's going to pop a glove over that and hang on to it right here with 7:38 left to go in the first period. No score. CFM and ECA tonight on WOGO. Back to Riley Biskin. Looks it over. Finds an open slot. Dumps one toward the net. That was cut off by The Stars defensively still inside the zone. Now just a foot out and carried across the line by Mallets of Eau Claire. This one dropped into the zone and racing for it is Ellie Ash. Ash had it taken away and a centering pass is knocked down. This one drifts off to the wall on the far side and it's going to glance off the wall and back out to neutral ice. So Eau Claire has to hit the reset button right here with 7 minutes exactly left to go in the first period. Hammered ahead by the Stars' Molly Axness into the left wing corner. Riley Biskin backs up, hands this one off to Zhu. Zhu's clearing pass was knocked down by Eau Claire, and Zhu trying to fight through the check. Can't get the puck out, but here comes Avery Lindstrom. Lindstrom out at neutral ice, dangled, then it was stripped, and Eau Claire comes into the zone. Allison Grucke jumped in and had it taken away herself. Now it's on the wall on the far side. Picked up by Elizabeth Gums. Gums is going to carry it across into the attacking zone. And Eau Claire's got a player out in front. Here's a shot on net. Knocked down by Dowd as she rolled over to the left post. Ekloff had a chance. And here is Biskin countering. Addison with a backhand try.
Really good try.
She faked the shot on the left side. Drew it back. The toe drag and tried to lay it on the left post. But Toole makes the save and holds out of the puck for the faceoff in the zones. We had action at both ends here. 6:03 left to go. First period. No score. Great action here between CFM and the Eau Claire Stars. Here is Ellie Ash. She'll drop this one off the wall. Comes right back out. And it is intercepted by Eau Claire. But a nice stick check right there. And here comes CFM. Across the line is Addie Biskin, who had a chance just a moment ago. Biskin had it taken away. She came into the zone. Real battle between the blue lines right now with 5.5 left to go, first period. This is taken away by Biskin. She read the pass. Biskin comes in. Backhand try. She
another
tried
nice
to
try.
Shelf her, and it just went over the crossbar. Biskin, a nice move. She's not shooting into the goaltender. She's trying to find a corner that she can beat Toole on. Great job, and Biskin out of gas is going to come to the bench right here with 5:09 left to go first period. It pops out in front. Lindstrom tried to hop on it, but couldn't get there in time and cleared by Eau Claire all the way down, and that will draw the icing call right here.
A couple really nice chances with Addie Biskin there. One thing she's doing really good, I mean, she's entering the zone even with the defenders, and she's keeping her feet moving and able to get past them and get those quality chances. And she knows Amy's going to be down on that butterfly, taking up a lot of the bottom of the net, and Amy's a taller goaltender, and she's trying to find those corners. So hopefully she can be able to get one of those in here before the game's over.
There's a drop, 4:56 left to go. Faceoff in the zone, taken by the Sabres, and a shot slooped through some traffic. I don't think Toole saw that to the last moment, and it just went a few inches wide on the left post. Here's Eau Claire on the breakout. This one stuffed off the wall all the way down into the CFM zone, and there's a track meet. Trying to get back is Allison Zhu. She went down, sprawled into the wall, and able to knock the puck away, and it's cleared all the way back in the Eau Claire zone, and this will draw the icing call right here against the Sabres.
Yeah, right now you got to feel pretty good if you're CFM. You're getting a lot of good scoring chances. Like I said earlier, though, with Amy, you got to be able to get in front of the net and try to capitalize on those rebounds because she's going to more than likely make that initial save.
If she sees it, she'll save it, huh? All right, we'll have the face-off. Stick side of Dowd. Clean win for the Sabres. Wrapped around the wall. Over to Addie Biskin. Can't quite catch up to it. And here is ECA. It's Allison Grudke. Tried to walk it in. And it's stolen. Here comes Biskin. Biskin on the outlet. Biskin moving in. And rammed right into Toole. And couldn't quite get it between her legs. She was trying to go five-hole. But Addie, relentless, back on the puck again. Right along the goal line. Fisher's got the puck right here on the forecheck, trying to get a couple of players in there, but Eau Claire able to clear, and a two-on-one developing for the Stars. This is Grulke, comes in, one-timer on net, the save made by Dowd, steers that one left-wing corner, Kruke takes a feed from behind the cage, and a wrist shot ricochets off the wall, back out to the D, and Eau Claire putting a little forecheck on right now, putting some pressure on with 3:23 left to go. Kruke dangles and over to the between the circles, top of the circles right there for Ekloff for one-timer. Knocked down by Dowd. Here's another chance. Traffic out in front. And Dowd, like you said, Coach, a good save right there. Even though she probably couldn't see the puck to the last instant, we got a penalty coming up again on CFM right here. So they'll go put Eau Claire back in the power play with 2:59 left to go in the first period.
Yeah, Aubrey, when she's able to get from her position and track that puck, she's able to make those really good saves, has a good angle on the puck, and she's been able to see it. So, you know, as long as the defensemen are there and the weak side winger are able to clear out the, you know, the opponent in front of the net, Aubrey should be able to see it, be able to make those saves and, you know, keep them in the game here. And obviously got to kill off the second penalty here.
2:59 left to go in the period. Second power play of the night for Eau Claire as they get it back to Kohler. Along the blue stripe, here's a shot. A lot of traffic backing into Dowd. Went wide, and it's Kohler right now. The defenseman throws that one in. This one knocked down and on the back of the cage, so that'll draw the whistle right here with 1:42 left to go in the Stars power play.
Yeah, before the end of the period here, too, you want to make sure you kill this penalty, maybe get a couple opportunities. You got Avery and Addie Biskin out there right now, so if you get a loose puck, hopefully you find a way to maybe create a quick rush, but obviously the main thing is you've got to kill the penalty here right now.
First things first. A little discussion with one of the officials and Addie Biskin right here out on the ice.
I think they're talking about why the puck didn't come out for the faceoff because it was stuck in the net.
Yep. All right, faceoff is in the left wing circle here. And it's going to come back to April Vokey. Vokey out there for Eau Claire. Gets it over on the right side for Schroeder. And that shot went wide. Back to Vokey here. They go cross ice. Nice intercept right there by Addie Biskin. Really good player reading those passes. She can get right between the passes and clear it out with 2:14 left to go in the period. We're down to 1:12 remaining on the Eau Claire power play. Here is Ekloff, races into the zone, stops, top of the wheel on the near side, drops it back for Kate Roberts, the first line center, and her shot is sticked away by Dowd and cleared by the CFM with 51 seconds left to go here in the penalty, 1:45 remaining in the first period. Stars now maneuver into the zone. And Molly Wright quickly onto the ice on the line change. Wright's got it at this point. Backs it off, and a blind pass is going to come out off the stick of Grulke. Thought she had one of her teammates right behind her, but it's going to come back out to center ice, and Eau Claire's got to get reorganized. Here's Grulke right now. Gets to the blue line, stopped and lost the puck. It just came off her stick and inched over the blue stripe. So that's an offsides call here against Eau Claire. Can't it, having a hard time getting out of their own way right here. 18 seconds left to go in the power play. Lindstrom, Tessa Lysis, and Addie out there along with Sloop. Addie Biskin and Ashley Sloop on the kill dot right now. We're down to 8 seconds left to go. Eau Claire has it inside the zone, trying to set it up. Now they go top to Ava Stowe. Stowe works it off to her right. CFM back to full strength, looking for the long outlet pass is Riley Biskin, as she came out of the bench, trying to yell at her teammates, get the puck to me with 46 seconds left to go. It drifts back into the CFM D zone, and a scrum will stop play right here as the puck is out of sight with 42.3 seconds left to go in the period.
Yeah, Coach Hogan did a nice job there off of that last faceoff with when we were trying to kill, and knowing that Riley's going to be coming out of the box, try to get three forwards out there. You know, you put your senior captain back at D to help out with that, but didn't get that opportunity like we were hoping.
Fisher backs this one into the corner, but Eau Claire able to stop it at the blue line and hold the zone. Here's a chance by Lucy Perkins as she saw the loose change. Bottom of the circle, tried to stuff one past Dowd, and the goaltender, junior goaltender, made the save. Back in the Eau Claire zone, CFM comes in with 17 seconds left to go. And walking it across the line is Addie Biskin. Biskin tried to shield the puck, and then it works back to Sloan. She'll hold it and go to the forehand. A shot on net. We're down to 1 second left to go, and that'll end the period. CFM just kind of ran out of time. They were putting some pressure on here at the end of the period, but ran out of clock. And so we end the first period 0-0. I would say the better chances were for CFM outside the power plays for Eau Claire.
Yeah, you're going in the locker room, you're pretty happy. You did a lot of good things outside of just getting the puck in the net. You know, you had some really nice opportunities with Addie Biskin getting behind their defenseman, creating some one-on-one chances. And outside of that, getting the puck deep for CFM has been really good, and, you know, working their cycle and trying to find that open person out in front, whether it's in the slot there or up at the point with the defenseman, and getting those chances, and just got to get there for a rebound or capitalize on if Amy's down, getting that puck up high.
Yeah, well, if they can keep this kind of pressure up, they should be in pretty good shape. It's a tough goaltender to beat. They're going to have to get her to move here a little bit.
And the one thing is getting that next goal or the first goal. You know, you've been playing good. Eau Claire hasn't had a lot of chances, and you don't want to give them that first goal, that little bit of life back in their team when you came out and you played such a good first period. So getting that first goal to really kind of put a stamp on how you've been playing so far is going to be important, because if Eau Claire comes out here in the second period, goes up 1-0 after they haven't done a lot in the first period, you know, you could kind of start to see the momentum maybe swing there after that.
All right, so first period in the books, no score. Eau Claire Stars hosting CFM tonight. The Sabres on WOGO Radio still have another game tonight. That's going to be in Chippewa. We have a girls basketball game as the Lady Cards host Stevens Point. We'll have that following our game here tonight in Eau Claire. No score after one. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We'll be back.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kicks it up on her blade. Lindstrom held
she
up.
Scores.
And she scores.
She scores on that.
Five hole. Tried to go down low. And a shot that goes in. Chi High scores. It is Jackson LeMay. Puts the first goal in for the Cards this season on the power play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
We're in Eau Claire tonight. The Eau Claire Stars hosting the Sabres, CFM Sabres here in girls hockey. Again, we've got a doubleheader tonight on WOGO. Got girls basketball. It's the Lady Cardinals hosting Stevens Point following this game tonight. Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies don't take days off. That's why Wisgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wisgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wisgala.com. That's wisgala.com. Coach, this is going to be a busy place here for the boys' game right after this.
Yeah, and it's Tuesday night. It's BRC hockey, and, it's the best hockey in the state. I think when you look at the state tournament, we're usually two boys teams and a girls team always down there representing. And, teams know when they come over to this side of the state, it's tough. And, when you're playing good teams every single night, it shows up in the playoffs, and it just sharpens you, come February.
That's for sure. The game pretty much dominated by CFM in the Eau Claire zone. You take away the two power play opportunities, and you and I were talking, our experienced defensemen, veteran defensemen, need to stay out of the box here tonight.
Yeah, and that's the tough thing, with how Ashley Sloop and Riley Biskin like to play hockey. They're very aggressive. They're very want to create that contact in one-on-one situations. And with them both, Riley's 5'10", Ashley's 5'8". They're taller girls. They're stronger girls. And a lot of times you get those girls that are newer to hockey, maybe freshman, sophomore. They end up falling, and it looks worse than it is, and it's a penalty. And so, unfortunately, for those two, or for CFM, when those two go in the box, now you're trying to scramble on the penalty kill, trying to figure out, okay, those are the two I want to have on the ice for the entire penalty kill. Now what are we doing? You could see at the end there, Coach Hogan, for like the last 25 seconds, had three forwards and one D out. And then when Riley got out of the box, was able to go to a normal line situation. But, those two are going to help you throughout the entire game in one-on-ones and give you opportunities. And their shots from the blue line, too, are some of the better ones in the state. So you hope that they're involved in the game as much as possible.
CFM with a very talented team, a young team, but Michaela Hogan doesn't have a whole lot of chess pieces here this year. She's got two lines, 4D at the most, and so you lose a player to a penalty, and you're really trying to scramble to figure out who am I going to plug in there to keep the other team from scoring.
And it's very similar to last year's group, right? We had two lines last year, three to maybe four defensemen. So these girls are used to it, knowing, okay, I come off, get my 30 to 45 seconds, and then I got to be back out. So you don't have a lot of time to think on the bench. You just got to go out there and you got to play hockey. And, it is what it is this year. And, as the years progress, CFM numbers are going to, increase, and you kind of hopefully get back to where you have that third line and have that ability to rest your top athletes on your team, so then they can go out and really give you those high scoring opportunities.
Well, one thing's for sure, this CFM team's going to be conditioned by the end of the year. They're going to be doing a lot of skating this year.
Yep, and I think that benefited them when they played Eau Claire last year. CFM had to go through the entire season with two lines, and Eau Claire had a little bit more depth. But when you get into those situations and you've been having to go every other shift, and you get into that situation in the playoffs, that you're going to benefit from it eventually.
Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports, including the Sabres. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. StelterIncorporated.com. High school hockey tonight and basketball. We'll have more high school hockey for you on Thursday as we have Chi-Hi boys hockey. They will take on Wausau West. Denied conference game will be on the air at 6:40 with Cardinal Countdown pregame show from the Chip Weiss Arena on Thursday night. Greg and Tony here with you tonight. Our producer is Gavin Bobey, and doing a great job. Appreciate him, and we'll send it back to him right now for some commercial messages. This is Sabres Hockey on Mogo Radio.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-Hi and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Good goaltending battle tonight. Aubrey Dowd for the Sabres and Amy Toole for the Stars. Neither goalie has let a puck past her here tonight. And had some tough shots at both ends of the ice. So 0-0 for the big scoreboard here at Hobbs between these two longtime PRC foes. Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach. And in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. CFM and the road red sweaters here today with the black and white trim and black breezers. And Eau Claire in their home whites with a blue trim and blue and black trim. And the black breezers here tonight, both coaches, first-year coaches. Michaela Hogan for CFM, Bob Stowe for Eau Claire, bringing their teams to the bench and about ready to put their starting five on the ice right now. Toole will set up shop at the west end of the barn here. Scrape that blue paint. And Aubrey Dowd will be at the other end of the building. Last pep talk here from Michaela Hogan. And here comes CFM. Riley Biskin, sloop. teamed up together on the blue line. It'll be Lindstrom, Joux, and Purr on the wing. And here we go. Clean win for CFM. Joux will sweep this one into the left wing corner. Comes in back of the goaltender, Toole. Snared there by Eau Claire as they try to break out. Left wing corner. Nice forecheck right there by Lindstrom, or rather by Olivia Hare, but she can't keep it pinned in deep. And Eau Claire springs out of their own end of the ice. They bring it in back of Dowd, but the intercept right there for CFM, and the breakout starts. They get it to the blue line.
Here you
swept
go.
Off the boards, and here comes Allison Joux. Joux with a nice move to get it in the left wing corner. Now needs some puck support from CFM. Can she get some players surrounding her? This one is tipped up into the air off Biskin's stick and brought it offsides by Joux right here. So that stops play just about 49 seconds into the period.
Yeah, and with CFM running the 3D right now, definitely got to be smart in the second period with our line changes and, you know, not getting caught changing too late and having Eau Claire go down on a two-on-one on your D partner here.
Fisher centering Biskin and Tessa Lysis right now on the second line. And here is Riley Biskin. Backs up, looks for an opening. Biskin drops it off at Eau Claire skate, and this one glances into the left wing corner. There's a shot taken wide of the net by ECA's Woley. And they put the forecheck on, and the puck goes in. Long distance shot right there. Got past Audrey Dowd. And ECA with the lead right here. And I think it might have been Wally who took the shot. Got through some traffic. Dowd didn't see it. It winds up behind her.
Yep. And, you know, it's kind of what we talked about there in the intermission where, you know, if they came out and were able to get a goal early, how to see if I'm going to respond after playing really good hockey in the first period. So hopefully, you know, Avery Lindstrom, her line, Allison Joux can go out here, have a good shift, and then they just keep building on it and get that goal back.
Wally will get the goal. Time of the goal is 1:16 of the second. And an equal strength goal makes it 1-0. The Eau Claire Stars, and they look for more. Here's a shot just inside the blue line by Axness.
Here you go, Avery.
And here comes Lindstrom right now trying to counter and equal this thing up. Lindstrom splits the D, moves in, shoots, and that one is gobbled up by Toole. I think Lindy was looking for the five hole, and Toole had the glove right down there and made the stop.
Good response there by that line. Needed to come out and create some pressure right away after Eau Claire got that goal. And now we got offensive zone faceoff. Hopefully we can continue to get some good pressure here.
Lindstrom trying to win this one at the dot. Lindstrom backed it toward the net, but it was cut off there by the Stars defensively. And the outlet to Mallett. She got to the blue line, but couldn't control. And here is CFM countering right now. Dumped into the left wing corner, and the chase is on. Here is Lindstrom. Behind her is Joux. Back to Riley.
Rebound.
Riley with a rebound. That one left a big rebound out there, but nobody to take advantage for the Sabres. Here comes Joux, though. Counters, moves in.
Goal.
Nice. Allison Joux equals the score. What a piece here in the second on a nice individual effort as she headed for the hole and dropped one in behind Toole to make it 1-1.
Yeah, you could just feel that line last 15, 20 seconds. We're creating a lot of pressure. Riley Biskin was able to keep that puck in the zone for CFM, and Allison was able to scoop that puck up and wheel towards the net. And we had some good pressure, and she got the shot on net, and Amy just could not squeeze it, and obviously able to tie it up here.
Nice job by the freshman, Allison Joux. Her third goal of the season, second goal of the season, pardon me. And that's her sixth point of the year. And we're tied up at one apiece. So good response there by CFM.
Yep.
After Eau Claire opened up the scoring here in the second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, came out with that line right after they gave up that goal. And they were able to capitalize on that. It was that freshman line or that younger line being able to come in and step up big for CFM there.
Addie Biskin carried it to the blue line. Reached back, couldn't quite working on the forehand to keep it pinned in deep. And here is Eau Claire, swept into the right wing corner. Sloop pinched up against the wall. And the puck slides over in the right wing corner of the Sabres defensive zone. Eau Claire trying to mount a charge right here. It is Allison Grucke carrying it back to the D. Drops it back for Axness, and her one-timer floated wide. Comes back on the far side. Held there at the point by Ava Stowe. And Eau Claire's got it right here. Here's a shot. Went over the crossbar into the corner. Ricocheted off the glass. And still inside the CFMD zone. Banked off the wall. One-on-one. Here is Biskin kind of running out of gas at the end of her shift. Biskin tried to shelter the puck. Look for some help behind her, and we've got a stoppage of play and a penalty coming up here on Eau Claire. We'll put CFM on the power play.
Really good job by Addie Biskin there, getting control of the puck, knowing that she was not going to be able to get to the net. So she slowed down, tried to create an opportunity, and Eau Claire ended up taking a penalty when Biskin was controlling the puck in the offensive zone.
Ava Stowe, interference call for Eau Claire. So the first power play of the night for CFM, Avery Lindstrom, her line out there right now, and Eau Claire able to clear the puck, tracked down by Riley Biskin. 13-13 left to go, second period. Biskin deep in her own zone. Feathers this one ahead into neutral. Turned over and cleared again by Eau Claire, and a giveaway. Lindstrom lost the puck right in front of her goaltender, and a chance right there for a shorty by Kate Roberts. Came right to Roberts out in front, and Dowd with a nice save to keep it 1-1. Cross ice pass. This one glanced off the wall, and CFM unable to mount any kind of organized charge up the ice. Here is Riley Biskin.
Sabres got to find a way to make some nice passes here to get
here
it established.
Sloop. Now they've got three passes in a row, and Biskin's got it right now. Addie Biskin underneath Tool, the goaltender, from right to left. Floats into the left wing corner. Now she rags the puck between the wheels. High slot. Works it off to her right. And Sloop loads one up. That one pinned between the pads by Tool. And she'll hang on to it right there. Finally getting a decent shot in the power play here.
Really nice job by Addie Biskin, the captain there. Getting control of the puck. Understanding that we were scrambling there for a little bit. Slowing the power play down. We still got 55 seconds. No need to panic. Let's slow it down. Get a good shot. Get a face-off. Catch our breath and get some more opportunities here.
There's the face-off. Right wing circle. Biskin's got it. Addie Biskin rags the puck along the goal line now. Biskin moves to her forehand and they're going to retreat to the wall. Biskin works it, circles, and goes cross ice. Here's a one-timer into the body of Tool and hung on by the junior, the senior goaltender. Off the shot by Lindstrom. And we'll have the face-off. Still in the Eau Claire zone. 37 seconds left to go on the power play. We're tied at one. Here is Addie Biskin again, the quarterback on this power play unit. Biskin along the goal line. Centering pass right out in front.
So close.
And Tool again drops the glove on it. We had Tessa Lysis parked right in front of the goaltender. But Tool was very aggressive and put the mitt right on the puck as it came in.
Yeah, Addie does such a great job controlling the puck below the goal line. And it's really nice to see them being able to set up down low and try to find opportunities with people in front here.
25 seconds to go on the power play. Clean win for CFM. And a one-timer right in the ice by Ashley Sloop. Great shot. Tool, though, stick that in the corner. And here is Eau Claire countering. Stars bring it out through neutral. Just into the CFM zone, surrounded by ladies in red. And we're down to 5 seconds to go in the power play. Outlet pass right there. That's CFM can't hang on to it. And it's dumped in. And Eau Claire back to full strength. So we stand one apiece here. Midway through the second period. This one cycled around. The hard around right there. We have a penalty coming up here. And it's going to go on Riley Biskin. Again, I think her size draws those penalties. And that's one where an Eau Claire player kind of fell into her and went on the ice. And Riley's going to pick up the 2 minutes here.
And, you know, with these teams knowing each other so well, they know what players on each team like to play a little bit more physical. And, you know, Riley did a good job. I don't think that was really anything too outrageous there. But she just has that size advantage against the Eau Claire player right there, and unfortunately put the Sabres back on the penalty kill.
Third power play of the night for Eau Claire. Good defensive zone win for CFM, and Sloop able to dump it all the way down. Addie Biskin, the chaser right here. You got Addie out there along with Sloop, and it is Lindstrom and Ellie Ash on the ice for Michaela Hogan. Here is Eau Claire. They work it back to the point. Now on the high slot, and it went in. Oh, a tough one for Aubrey Dowd as it was deflected right out in front. And coach, there's not much a goaltender can do right there.
No, Aubrey was doing a good job tracking that puck. It just got redirected and from, you know, middle of the slot and ended up going in the middle of the net. So, you know, tough situation there for the Sabres. They were playing really good hockey there for about the last 5 minutes of this period, and now got to go back and get this game tied back up.
I think it came off a CFM stick out in front. At least they got a piece of it. And so Aubrey Dowd unable to track that one as it came in. And so Eau Claire with the goal right there, and they lead it 2-1. That was a power play goal here in the second period. So Eau Claire, a 1-0 lead. CFM tied it up, and now they've got the 2-1 lead. And let's see how the Sabres respond. Here is Geisler. Hammers this one around the fence. It's going to come up. Dribbles back out to neutral. Hauled in there by the Stars, and they'll work it back to Molly Axness on the near wing. Tipped ahead by the Sabres, and it's going to be kept at the blue line. Kicked aside by Riley Biskin to the half wall on the far side. Here is Lindstrom. Lifts the stick of the Eau Claire player, and that allows Riley Biskin to haul it in. Biskin dancing with the puck in her own zone, and it's coughed up at the blue line. Held there by Axness and intercepted by CFM and cleared through neutral ice. Slow enough, so no icing is going to be called here. So the Sabres changing it up on the fly. Here's an outlet pass as Addison Grueke got behind the D. Grueke, though, nice back check there by Riley Biskin. Here comes Eau Claire trying to load one up as Elizabeth Gums. And there's a redirect down in front. Just hit the post off the stick of Addison Grueke. And it comes in off the sidewall by Grueke right there. And it just drifted wide of the net. So Eau Claire putting some pressure on here in the second with 8:55 left to go. CFM needs to answer. And here is Geisler. Banks this one off the near wall. And it is Grueke who's got it right now. Grueke dances into the zone looking for an opening. Grueke, top of the circle! And it hit the outside of the cage. It looked like,
thought he was waving
from a
distance, goal there.
It almost looked like it went over the shoulder of Dowd, but it hit the outside of the cage and stayed right there.
Yeah, CFM's got to find a way to regroup after that last goal. Go out here and continue to battle. You got 8.5 minutes. It's plenty of time to go get a goal or two here before the end of the second period and still establish your dominance here.
Here is Eau Claire swept through the paint from left to right on the fence on the near side and into the left wing corner. Here's Kate Roberts. Roberts walked it in a little bit deeper behind the goal line. And it is Eau Claire trying to steer one out in front. Dowd looking it over, see if she can intercept the centering pass. And this one's going to come to the Sabres' Evelyn Pischer. She'll ram this one off the wall into the zone. Tracked down there by Gums. Eau Claire, Elizabeth Gums. Addie Biskin on the forecheck, lost the rock. And this one's going to slide over on the far wall. And it's one-on-one hockey right here. Grueke's got it, moves into the zone. Grueke against Ellie Ash. Ash backed up, stood her ground, and the Sabres have it right now. They look to go cross ice and can't quite connect with Pischer, and she's going to head to the box and take a rest right here. So the line change starting now for the Sabres. Eau Claire's Molly Wright's got it. Stars have it, right side of the circle. Stops, spins around, right, drops it off, hands off there to Woley. Woley back to right on the half wall, pinched a little bit by the Sabres, and this one's going to come in back. Sloop backed into the fence by Eau Claire. And this one banked off the wall, back to the point for Ava Stowe. Stowe will rip this one off the wall into the right wing corner. And Woley's got it for Eau Claire. Brought it out in front. This one's going to be swept down the ice by Ashley Sloop, as she needed a rest, and they'll take the icing right here and change up players.
Yeah, like I said at the beginning of the period, just this longer change here in the second period for a CFM team that is rolling 3D right now. It gets to be long period, so hopefully we can weather the storm and get some opportunities, get this game tied back up and, you know, come out hot in the third period.
6:51 left to go here in the second. Eau Claire leads it 2-1. Looking for their fourth win of the season. Tipped off the near dasher. Scramble for it here from both teams. And this one's going to slip inside the ECAD zone. Taken there by Stowe. Stowe backs it off the end wall. Looking for some help from Vokey. And that one intercepted by Olivia Hare. Hare trying to walk it in a little deeper in the zone. Hare harassed as she had the puck, and it's going to be brought out by Grucke. Grucke along the left wing wall, slides this one in the zone, tries to chase it down behind Dowd, the CFM goaltender. A couple of players for both teams in there. Who's going to peel it off the wall? And it's going to be Riley Biskin. Biskin trying to create an odd man rush. Biskin with a player on her wing. Now Biskin all by herself. Biskin looks for the forehand wrist shot, but fanned on it just a little bit, and it ricochets back out to neutral ice. Here is Grulke. Her shot knocked down in front by Lindstrom. And then Lindstrom looking to accept the pass. Just couldn't quite corral it, and it goes back in the CFM zone. 5:30 left to go. Wrapped around the wall to the point. Held there on the right D by Axness. And this one in the right wing corner. Axness has got it right now. Takes a pass out of the corner and kicked around in the zone. And here is Lindstrom looking for the long stretch pass to Eddie Biskin. Biskin just inside the zone, wraps it around the wall. And CFM trying to put a forecheck on right here. It pops back out into the center circle. Overskating it is Ellie Ash. Has to back up into her own zone with 4:55 left to go in the period and an offsides call right here. Well, when you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and give you great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Eau Claire off the draw has got the puck. Here is Woley. She marched in and lost it. And it's going to be taken by Eddie Biskin. Number six rolls, weaves up the ice, now across the blue stripe. Biskin, top of the circle on the near side, will feather this one around the corner, and it comes back to Sloop. Stops it with her skate. Sloop trying to get a wrist shot going. Couldn't quite get it on her forehand, and it's pinned up against the wall on the far side, right along the yellow stripe there. And CFM trying to get something on in front of Amy Toole. Here is Biskin. Biskin, top of the circle. Sloop with a chance. It just went wide, but the rebound goes in.
Hare.
Olivia Hare with the rebound. She was parked right on the glove side of Toole. And we're tied again at two apiece here.
Yeah, really good job picking that puck up down low for the Sabres. Got that puck up to the defenseman. Sloop got a shot towards the net. I think it ended up bouncing off the backboards and came out right to where Hare was, and Hare was able to get it past the goaltender, where she was just out of position just a little bit there.
Olivia's second goal of the season makes it 2-2. Now we got to get one to get on top and stay on top. And here we come, 2-on-1. Here is Lindstrom along with Zhu. Zhu took the shot. Lindy was on her wing, and that one knocked down in front. It's going to come back to Riley Biskin. Biskin with a forehand shot. Went wide by quite a range, and it's going to be taken by Grulke. Now the odd man rush the other way. Grulke down the slot. Lost it
good
as she came in.
Lindstrom.
Yeah, Lindstrom with the takeaway right there on the half wall. CFM jams it on the fence, and here is Eau Claire with a chance. Now goes to Grokey, and she puts it in on the right side. Low glove side of Dow, and we're back to a one-goal lead for Eau Claire.
Yeah, puck had a couple chances in front for CFM to clear that, and ended up going out to Eau Claire there, and Aubrey had a tough time figuring out where it was, and they just snuck it in on the ice, and they're up 3-2 here.
Yeah, just a gift to Grulke. She was out in the slot and just threw that one in the right side of the net. So CFM, every time we answer here, Coach, they come back with a goal.
That's just how these games are.
Hey, good opportunity. Biscuit with a chance, took the feed from Tessa Lysis. And Biscuit had a chance to look for some help. And this one tapped to the side of the net. It's out in front, and Dowd's going to pounce on it and hang on right here with 2:54 left to go in this second period. Well, we went scoreless through one, and now all of a sudden we got five goals in the second period.
Yeah, and that's just how this game usually goes. You know, you're trying to feel out, play out those nerves in that first period, and when everybody's able to settle in and play the hockey that they want, the goals usually start to come in the second period. And, you know, right now each team's trying to answer each other, and it's been going back and forth.
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Ladies hockey right now, girls hockey, CFM, and Eau Claire. A two-on-two and a chance by Olivia Hare, who just scored. But that went off a stick and ricochets into the netting behind Toole. That'll stop play right here with 2:44 left to go. Well, whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements like Sue and I did, call H&R Electric. They are your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Sabres. This is Allison Zhu. She wheels and deals in the zone. Zhu leaves it out for Lindstrom. Ooh, Lindy with a chance. And it's
goal, Hare again.
Olivia Hare, right spot at the right time. And it just came on her stick. They've got Toole to move off to the left post, right from her vantage point, right post from our vantage point. And the net was three quarters open there.
Yeah, I think Lindstrom was able to pick up a loose puck at the top of the circles and turn around and got a puck back towards the net. Allison was able to kind of get control of it and got an opportunity. Amy ended up making the save, and then Olivia was able to get that puck in the net and got her second goal, got the game tied up again, and now you got to get to the end of the period here, staying even or trying to get another goal here.
So we are tied again. Back and forth hockey here tonight. And it has just erupted here in the second period. All six goals in the second. And here comes Eau Claire looking for another.
Oh, no.
And they put it in. Ekloff. Oh, man. Ekloff came down and buried one in behind Dowd to make it 4-3.
Yeah, Sabres got to kind of help out Dowd here a little bit. Obviously, she's probably hoping or wishing some of these goals weren't going in on her.
Yeah.
But, you know, they are right now. And, you know, CFM's been able to battle back. And, you know, you got to find a way to do it here still and continue to keep working. And, you know, last team that's going to be able to find a way to whether the Storm's going to win this one.
Ekloff's second goal of the season, her fourth point. Makes it 4-3 in favor of Eau Claire. Every time CFM answers, Eau Claire answers back. And here is Addie Biskin trying to tie it up. Biskin comes in. Shadowed, she came on the near dasher and just drops this one in around the corner. Comes from left to right. And Eau Claire outlets right here with 1:32 left to go. And we got a play. Delayed call here, I think, was played with a high stick, and so that'll bring it back. Or no, it's an icing call here against Eau Claire. 1:29 left to go, so a good opportunity right here with an offensive zone.
You know, this night's got three goals here tonight. You got an offensive faceoff, so hopefully they can continue to create those opportunities and get this one tied back up again.
Pitch it back to Sloop. She hammers one off the wall. This one goes in behind Toole. 4-3 count in favor of Eau Claire. And here is Lindstrom. Lindstrom, the twitchy player, looking for an opening. Hands it off to her left. And
good
a
try.
Chance right there by Zhu. She came in and launched one in on Tool. But the big goaltender, senior goaltender from Eau Claire Memorial on the Stars here, made the save.
You can really tell how comfortable Allison Zhu and Avery Lindstrom are with the puck on their stick.
Boy,
down low.
They're going to be a dynamite pair as they throw into the program, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just freshmen this year. Along the goal line is Olivia Hare, who's got a couple of goals here. Lindstrom took the feed from behind the goal line right there by Zhu. And this one's going to come back to Sloop. Allison's got it. She'll weave her way across the line. Going to go try to go coast to coast. Moves it, fires it. And that one ripped out of the air by Tool. And she'll hang on with 52.4 seconds left to go in the second period. A frenetic second period with seven goals scored by the two teams here in the second stanza.
Yep. Keeping Avery out here with Biskin and Bices here. Hopefully he can continue to get some offense.
This one.
That was Sloop.
Nice job by Sloop to put it on the glove hand and drop it on the ice and throw one into the zone. This one's going to come all the way back into the CFM D zone here with 35 seconds left to go. They try to break out. Eau Claire on the forecheck, able to keep it in right there, but here comes CFM. Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin wheels across the line, drifts into the left wing corner. Some support there by Tessa Lysis with 18 seconds, down to 15 left to go in the period. 4-3 Eau Claire lead. And we've got a stoppage of play right. Oh, we're going to get a penalty.
Power play.
Oh. A hold call coming up here on Eau Claire. And so we'll finish out the period, Coach, with power play.
Yeah, good opportunity. Hopefully you can get something set up to where you can get a shot and get a quality chance here with almost 13 seconds left on the clock. If not, you can regroup into the intermission here, start off with a good minute 50 on the power play to start the third period.
12.8 seconds and dished to the hole right there by Avery Lindstrom, pushing it ahead, but it was kind of a soft shot, so Tool no problem making that save. 10.6 on the board here, left to go in the second period, and CFM sees the puck slide to the left wing corner, and that's going to about do it for the period as time winds down here in the second. So they're unable to get a final shot, final crack at Amy Tool. And we ended at 4-3 in a back-and-forth second period.
Yeah, a lot of good things, a lot of things you want to try to clean up defensively for CFM. But, you know, you're able to bounce back and answer each opportunity that you've had or have gone down. And we'll be able to do that here starting the third period with a minute 47 left on the power play.
So a good time to take a rest, get a nice rested group out there in your power play unit.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm sure Coach Hogan's going to draw up something once you're able to get in the zone, get that top unit working. You know, last time when we had the power play, Addie Biskin was really trying to control that puck low in the corners and look for Lysis or Lindstrom on that back door, that play in the front of the net. And, you know, they had a couple, two, three good chances on the first power play, so hopefully that can happen here again. Get some good opportunities on the power play. Get out of the power play, hopefully 4-on-4, and then see how the rest of the game goes.
It's been close, 0-0 after one, now 4-3 after two. It's been all offense here in the second period.
Yeah, you don't see seven goals in a WI girls hockey game in one period too often. So, you know, the teams are feeding off each other's energy, and neither team wants to walk out of here with an L against their conference foe here tonight.
All right. We will get to that exciting third period. It's going to be a showdown here in the third. Which team is going to outlast the other? CFM and the Eau Claire Stars. It's 4-3. Stars leading the Sabres here. But CFM's got a minute 47 on the power play. Goals in that period for the Sabres from a couple from Olivia Hare. And the other came from Allison Zhu, a very nice goal from the freshman. And that's where we stand, 4-3 after two periods here. One power play goal scored in the game. That one was by Eau Claire. So we'll take another break. This is Sabres Hockey on Logo Radio.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kicks it up on her. Blaine Lindstrom held
she
up.
Scores.
And she scores.
She scores on that.
Five hole. Tried to go down low. And a shot that goes in. Chi High scores. It is Jackson LeMay puts the first goal in for the Cards this season on the power play.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Back here in Eau Claire, it is the Stars leading the Sabres 4-3, 7 goals scored in the second period, and 4 of them by the Stars, and they lead it 4-3 after 2, but CFM's going to have a minute 47 on the power play here as we go into the third period. That's going to be a key one, I think, Coach, for the Sabres here tonight.
Yeah, if we're able to come out of here and get the opportunity to score here with this initial power play in the third period, you're going to battle. I mean, Eau Claire is going to try to answer. You're going to try to – it's going to be a fast-paced third period, which typically the last couple games here when the teams have been so even, they've been going down to the wires. So I don't see this being any different. Both teams know each other. Both teams are going to try to battle till, the clock says 51 minutes. So
you and I were both surprised with the shot total, 18-16, the shots in favor of Eau Claire. I thought we might be leading in that department, but not so.
No, that's kind of – it definitely feels like the pace – and the game has been more lopsided towards CFM. Obviously, Eau Claire's winning 4-3. They've capitalized on their opportunities. But it definitely feels like a game where CFM has controlled the puck more, had more scoring chances, better opportunities. So you hope that plays out throughout the whole game, and the Sabres are able to tie this one back up.
Part of that might be because we put them on 4 power plays here tonight.
Yeah.
In this third period, we're going to have to stay out of the box for sure.
You got to stay out of the box, and you got to have your best players, stay out of the box too. So, you can't see Sloop, you can't see Biskins out there, you can't get Avery or Allison. You got to play full strength as much as you can and be able to do what you want to do during the game.
All right. We're in Eau Claire tonight. Second game of our doubleheader is going to be the Chi-High girls basketball team hosting Stevens Point. Mark Halverson will have the call for you after our game here tonight. That went underway about 7 o'clock. We're in the third period, head towards the third. It is the Stars at 4 and the Sabres 3. This is Sabres hockey on WOGO. All right, go ahead and play 3.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
CFM hockey tonight in Eau Claire. The Sabres trail the Stars, home ice Stars here 4-3 after two. Well, we have a former Cards player across the way, and the third member of our broadcast team is Carter Jaeger. And CJ, you got Maya Post, last year's senior player on the CFM team. Tell us what's going on over there. Talk to me here.
Yes, sir. I'm here with two students from Chippewa. And what did you think of the first half, or the first two periods of this game so far?
I think it's going pretty well. I think they just need to play more defensively and get the puck out of the zone.
Okay, and I mean, it's a 4-3 game, so first period was 0-0, second period, you know, jumped on them. What went wrong in that second period from a defensive standpoint?
I think they just aren't protecting their zone. They aren't helping the goalie out very much, and if they just break it out, they'll be able to get another goal.
What do they need to do to get the last goal and try to win this game?
Pass it, help each other out, be there for rebounds.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, thank you very much. Carter Jaeger, Maya Post, she was on this team last year, and you had her coach for a few years there in a CFM uniform.
Yeah, Maya was a great kid to have on the team. She was always a team-first player, ended up last year being able to get a C on her jersey. I believe she ended up with a honorable mention all-conference selection, too. So super happy for how she progressed through her hockey career and was able to really help contribute to that team getting a playoff win last year, and really happy that she was able to finish her high school career that way.
All right, Sabres back on the ice, ready to go here tonight. Hoping to get that game-tying goal and finally get a lead. They have not led at all here tonight. Every time Eau Claire scored, CFM would answer, the Sabres would answer, and then Eau Claire would get another goal, and that's where we are right now, 4-3.
Yeah, that's what you're, you know, like we talked, we got this minute 47 on the power play. You're hoping to see Addy Biskin get control of that puck, set it up, and find a way to distribute it and get some opportunities on net. And, you know, if we get this tied up 4-4 here at the beginning of the third period, it's really going to be anybody's game. But like Maya was saying, we've got to find a way to protect Aubrey a little bit more in the defensive zone and not give them those opportunities or those rushes or those loose pucks in front of the net where those are tough for Aubrey to handle and control.
The goaltenders change spots here. Tua will move to the east end of the building here, and Aubrey Dowd, number 30, the junior, will set up shop to our left, and it's going to be Lindstrom, Tessa Lysis, and Addy Biskin on the forward line in the power play right here. Riley and Ashley defensively, and here's Riley Biskin right now. Goes cross ice for Sloot, looks it over. Hands it off to Lysis. She can't control, taken by Eau Claire. And nice step up right there by Riley Biskin. Came off the Eau Claire player's skate and glanced into the crowd and out of play. Came off Kate Roberts, and she kind of limps to the bench here. And she was out there on the kill for head coach Bob Stowe. 16:40, just underway here in the third. Sabres trail by one. Wrapped around the wall, but Sloop is there to keep the zone, and she'll drop it for Lindstrom. Lindy cross ice. Here is Riley Biskin. Steps up. Wrist shot. Ooh. Is stopped out in front. Ricocheted over the stick of Lindstrom and carried out by the Stars all the way back in a race here for the puck, and we got a stoppage of play here with 16:16 left to go. And a penalty coming up on the Sabres, so it's going to equal things out here. Wow, that was a short-lived power play.
Yeah, just two players kind of battling for the puck there, and, you know, that's just hockey sometimes. You battle for the puck, and, you know, one player is a little bit more aggressive and sometimes takes those penalties.
Four-on-four hockey right here. Win by Eau Claire off the draw. That was knocked down by Lysis. Ricocheted off her skate out to neutral ice. And here is Riley Biskin. The big defenseman will jump into the play. Riley passed one player, passed another. Backhand try. And the rebound was picked up by Biskin. And number 8 had a chance as she hammered it off the stick on the near post.
Yeah, this 4-on-4 is where you want to see the Sabres really take control with their defensemen. You know, you got two strong defensemen, and hopefully they can help out here.
Here is Keitlinger for Eau Claire. Feathers one down through the crease. Looking to a handoff to Kohler. And this one slips into the left wing corner, and Biskin's right there to hand it to her defensive teammate, Ashley Sloop. This one comes out of the zone. Pitched in by Eau Claire, and they'll head off for a complete line change right here. Four-on-four hockey. Tipped off the stick of Biskin. Nice job by Addy right there to get a piece of it to avoid the icing call, as we're down to 1 second left to go in the 4-on-4, and now Eau Claire has got a power play for 50 seconds wrapped around the wall. So the kill team out there right now includes Pischer for CFM. Allison Jew is out there, Riley Biskin, and Sloop. And here's Pischer right now.
Nice job,
trying
Evelyn
to do something shorthanded. Pischer moves, goes to the forehand. Her shot is blocked. Picked up by the Stars. They work it off the near wall, but can't clear. And it's going to be taken there. Scooped up by Eau Claire as Axness brings it into the zone. Molly Axness stops in the corner. Lays it back for a D. One-timer on net. That was padded off to the left by Dowd. And Biskin's got it in the left wing corner. She'll back it but to the point, but held there by Stowe. Stowe hands off on the near side for Molly Wright, and she'll drop it to Woley along the goal line. Back to Wright. Wright takes it down to 3 seconds left to go in the power play. 2-1. That'll do it for the man advantage for Eau Claire. So the Stars 0 for 1 for 5 on the power play. CFM 0 for 4 on their man advantage. 14 minutes exactly left to go, third period. Eau Claire with a one-goal lead, 4-3. All the goals in the second period after a 0-0 opening stanza. This one dumped in by Sloop, but she'll skate off to take a much-needed rest right here. And the puck pinned deep in the Eau Claire zone. Weaving her way out is Grulke. Grulke crosses the blue line, floats into the left wing corner. Grulke gets a shoulder from Riley Biskin. Biskin gently pushes her into the wall. And the goal line, Biskin trying to pick it up, tripped up just a little bit, but got some support right there by Lindstrom. And Avery's got it up the ice. She'll dive in and skates across the blue line. Moves it. Avery Lindstrom with a chance right there. And that one knocked down by Toole, the goaltender. She'll hang on to it to make the save with 13:18 left to go in the period.
Yeah, good job with Avery understanding the situation there on that zone entry, knowing that her line mates have been out there for a little while, so got a high shot and a face-off there in the offensive zone for Sabres.
D-zone face-off for the Sabres. It's kicked out, or I should say offensive zone face-off. And here is Addie Biskin. Biskin rolls up on the near wing, gives it to Tessa Lysis. She tried to come in, but had it stripped off her skate. Here's a nice forecheck by Biskin to keep it. Lysis has got it right now to Biskin. She tried to hand it back to Lysis, but it tripped aside, and it's going to come back to the point for Ellie Ash. And we got a stoppage of play right here with 12:47 left to go in this third period, and we're going to get another penalty. A trip call right here.
I think he's calling on Tessa.
Yeah, I can see he pointed to the Chippewa bench, but nobody's come into the box yet. And I think it is going to be on Lysis. Let's see if she goes, gets the gate right here. Yeah, she's a little confused too. And no, it's going to go on Addie Biskin. So number six, a sit here with 12:47 left to go. And another power play, the sixth of the night for the Eau Claire Stars. Dumped out of the zone by the Sabres with 12:37 left to go in the game clock here in the third period. They got to kill this one, Coach, yep. Right here.
Got to kill this one, and then you got to find a way to stay out of the box the rest of the game so that you can play 5-on-5.
Here is Lindstrom jammed up against the dasher on the far side. It's going to float back for Sloop. She'll turn one all the way down in the right wing corner. And Eau Claire's got it on the power play. Minute 25 left to go on their man advantage. It's going to be taken here by Kate Roberts. Roberts moved it up and then was stoned as she came to the blue line, and an offsides call here against Eau Claire with 1:17 left to go in the third period. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all of your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. 12:04 left to go in the game clock. 4-3 Eau Claire lead. This one slides along the center checkered line. Good job by Lindstrom to put a shoulder into Molly Axness and keep the puck right at the Eau Claire blue line, and Eau Claire has to retreat in deep and work the breakout on the near side. This one tapped ahead out to neutral ice. Team's trading blows right here, and here comes Lindstrom trying to beat a 2-on-1 for Eau Claire. Lindstrom in the left wing corner. Lindstrom is tripped up, and that's going to draw a call right here. And that, Coach, is just hard work right there. Avery Lindstrom drawing the penalty on Eau Claire.
Yeah, you can see Avery get control of the puck and really try to make that move, get to the net in the offensive zone, and even got control down in the corner. And, you know, with Eau Claire getting out of position, they had no choice but to take the penalty there.
11:29 remaining third period. 42 seconds of 4-on-4 hockey. And then the Sabres will have a power play here in the
third.
Get
another faceoff here.
Yep, an icing call against Eau Claire. I think she forgot it was 4-on-4. And so that'll draw the...
And like I said earlier, CFM should benefit being 4-on-4 with having Sloop and Biskin back on D. They're very strong skaters, have good shots. So you'd like to see get some opportunities here.
Avery Lindstrom out there as well. Zhu, Sloop, Riley Biskin, and Riley's got it right now. Here's number eight. She'll drop it off the backhand for Sloop. Players just know where each other's going to be. And Sloop took it high in the zone. And here comes Lindstrom. Lindy tracks it down to the far dasher. Lindy's going to pick it up, crosses the blue stripe, lays one through the paint into the right wing corner in the attacking zone. This one comes back to Sloop, winds and shoots, and that one easily seen by Tool, the goaltender. So she flags it down and hangs on with a minute 17 left to go in the CFM power play.
Yeah, good time for that shot to come. Now you're able to get a power play established here and try to create some opportunities with your first unit out there.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support CFM hockey. Here is Sloop, dribbled towards her at the point. Takes a step up, then lays it to Lindstrom in the corner, trying to set up a off-wing pass, and Lindy tracks it down to keep it inside the zone as she came high. Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin turned, ooh, fired a shot. That one went over the crossbar. Tool moving from side to side. They got to get this big goaltender to move, but couldn't put anything past her, and it's cleared by Eau Claire with 45 seconds left to go on the power play. Sloop quickly gets back for it. Carries her around behind her goaltender, ran into her own player, Lindstrom, yep, and knocked her off the puck, and CFM has to hit the reset button right here. Time wasted in the power play, down to half a minute to go, and the Sabres man advantage. Here is Lysis.
Good pass.
Nice tic-tac-toe pass there to Addie Biskin, but she couldn't control. And it floats off into the left-wing corner. And Eau Claire's got it right here on the breakout. Stepping up is Sloop over to Lysis. Hands it to Addie Biskin. Moves in, fires. Couple of stuffed shots right there. Tool and the senior goaltender flags it down. Doesn't give an inch right there and smothers the puck with 7 seconds left to go.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to score on Amy when she's down on that butterfly. She's able to take up that whole bottom of the net, very sound down low. So got to try to get that puck up in those close situations.
9:36 left in the game clock. Picks to the wall by Lindstrom. Nice keep at the point by Ellie Ash. In the corner is Lindstrom. Nice
rebound.
She comes out. And a wrist shot, twisted wrister on the goaltender. And Tool again with the save, but a nice move by Lindy to break through the crowd and come out, get a good shot on Tool. 9:22 left to go in the period. Wynn Family Dentistry, Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. 9:18 left to go here, Coach, in the third period.
Yeah, CFM's getting some opportunities here. You just got to find a way to get that puck in the net and keep improving on that.
Face off to the glove side of Tool and swept in for the goaltender from Allison Joux. Here is Eau Claire on the break, and Grulke's got it. Nice player, Grulke, with some wheels and nice soft hands, and lays this one in the corner, but it's going to be an icing call here on Eau Claire as they couldn't connect with the puck. 9:05 left to go, third period. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. High school buckets to follow this one. It's the Lady Cards hosting Stevens Point. Mark Halverson ready to have the call for you. This one bounced off the cage of Dowd. There's another shot off the rebound. And the goaltender, Junior Tender, stopped it with her stick and angled that one in the left wing corner. Eau Claire trying to put this one away. Another goal would probably do it for him. It's 4-3 right now. Addie Biskin wants something to say about that. Biskin ran into her own player, Evelyn Pischer, and crashed into each other along the blue stripe. And she had a maneuver out of her way. And here's Pischer right now along the goal line. Evelyn turns, tries to center one up off the backhand. Cleared to the wall by Eau Claire. And a scramble for it. CFM trying to pinch in a little bit deeper now. As time's running out, we're under 8 minutes to play here in the third period. Sliding over on the near wing is Ellie Ash to hold the zone. Ash keeps it right there. It's on the half wall, and this one slips nice. Past her. And an icing call here on ECA.
Yeah, Sabres are doing what they need to do. Get the puck low, get the puck back to the front of the net, and try to create an opportunity with those rebounds in front and get someone home. But goaltender for Eau Claire is doing a really good job of denying the Sabres right now.
Now, if you're coaching, are you telling your D to maybe pinch in a little bit more and more aggressive here?
Yeah.
I mean, they're aggressive already, the defense.
Well, exactly. And what we try to do in this situation is have the D pinch on anything on the boards, and you try to have that F3, that high forward, fill in for that pinching D so that you can keep that puck in.
Sloop, top of the wheel, turns and fires one. It slid wide right between the wickets of Zhu. She got out of the way, picks it, plucks it off the wall. And here is a chance by Olivia Hare.
Looking for the hat trick
right there. And hammers that one right into the numbers of Tool, and she'll hang on to that. Very little small window here around this goaltender.
Yep. Got to find those corners. Got to really hit your spots when you're shooting.
7:30 left to go. Third period, a 4-3 Eau Claire lead. Comes back to Sloop. She fanned on it and hopped over her stick and gets some off-wing support there from Riley Biscuit as she races back to get it in her own zone. Eau Claire trying to keep it pinned in deep. Time running out. 7 minutes left to go. Third period. And here is Lindstrom.
Here we go.
Got it ahead.
Here we go.
Over to Zhu. Zhu into the zone. Zhu trying to backhand one. Spin move on Tool. And the goaltender followed her over and kept the zone and kept the puck right there. And we'll stop it for the faceoff in the Eau Claire zone.
Really nice lead pass up by Lindstrom, hitting her wing. Zhu and Allison made a great move on the Eau Claire defenseman for that opportunity there.
7:05 left to go, third period. Basketball to follow here on WOGO Radio. We'll get to Mark Halverson as soon as we can after this game. Right now, 4-3 lead. This could go either way. CFM can score one, tie this baby up. Here is Lysis. Tessa takes a feed from Riley Biskin. Tessa's going to dance with it out of neutral ice through the center circle. Gives it to Biskin. She'll jump in as a defenseman. Hop into the right wing corner. Try to keep it in deep. And the forecheck by Biskin raises the stick for the Eau Claire player. That's Kohler. And they got it out in front. And a chance as it slid towards Tool. And
just has that feeling right now that the Sabres are going to get one here before the end of the game. Been putting on a lot of pressure on here last 4 minutes and a lot of good opportunities.
6:26 left to go, third period. And here is the faceoff. Blocker side of Tool. Eau Claire is going to come out of their own zone. They throw it rink wide off the boards, and chasing it down is Ellie Ash. Ellie's got it right now, looking for an opening. Actually gave it up, copped it up in the zone. We got an interference call right now. Kohler complaining about it, but she's going to sit. Evelyn Kohler will get two for interference here. And it's the fifth power play of the night for CFM. They have yet to score. This would be a great time to put one in, huh?
Yeah, take that momentum that you've been building on the last 4 minutes and your opportunities and have it carry over into this power play and get that game tied up here.
Face off in the right wing circle. 4-3 lead for Eau Claire. And it's going to be dumped off the boards by the Stars. And CFM has to race back to get it. 1:44 left to go in this power play. And only 5:49 in the game clock. CFM's got to make something happen here soon. Addie Biskin carried it out and had it stripped off her stick. Eau Claire fans wanting a trip call right there on CFM. Didn't get it as Molly Wright went down. And here comes Lindstrom. Lindstrom walked it to the hole and then had it stripped. It comes back to the point. Here is Lindy. Turns. And that one kind of fooled Tool a little bit and went wide of the cage into the right wing corner. Here is Addie Biskin. Fell down. Biskin ran into an Eau Claire player.
On,
both players are on the ice. And Sloop steps up. Can't hold it. But some off-wing help right there. Puck support by Riley Biskin. And there's the clear by Eau Claire with 56 seconds left to go in the power play. Sloop goes back. Looks up to see where Biskin is. Gives it to Biskin. Hands off to number 8. She'll jam this one off the dasher in the far side. Eau Claire able to step up and drop it through neutral ice. And here is Lindstrom. Lindstrom with one player beat. There's another. Lindy now floating down the slot. Glides off to her right. Lindstrom behind the goaltender, moving from right to left. Back to Riley Biskin. Biskin, a one-timer on the ice. That one sticked into the corner by Toole. And it's on the half wall with 21 seconds to go in the power play as it ricochets out to neutral. And CFM has to touch up, get on sides, and cleared by Eau Claire. Now to 10 seconds to go on the power play. So, Coach, it looks as if we're going to have to go 5-on-5 to tie this one up.
Yeah, Sabres did a good job there on the power play, but, you know, with where we're at on depth-wise in the third period, you could just see, you know, it's getting to be the end of the third period. We've been running two lines the whole game. You know, that top power play unit you wish you could have out there for a little bit longer, but just unable to, just with where the legs are at right now.
4:07 left to go, and this one a 4-3 lead for the hometown Eau Claire Stars. And Michaela Hogan's going to take her timeout right here, so we'll take it with her. Back in a minute. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Four minutes, 7 seconds left to go here tonight at Hobbs, and all the scoring in the second period, none in the first, with 0-0 after one, 4-3 after two. We're still sitting at 4-3. Tony Menard with 4:07 left to go here.
Yeah, gonna look, try to get that puck low and get the pucks to the net here like they've been doing all night. Just need to find a way to get that rebound in here and capitalize on your opportunities.
There's a shot right there, a long-distance shot from Sloop. Yeah. Easily flagged down by Toole with 4:01 left to go.
Toole does a good job of anything she that she can get in her glove, gets it in there. That way it stops play, and there's no opportunity then for the Sabres to get that rebound in.
11 power plays tonight, and Eau Claire scored on one of them. CFM 0 for 5, but they're trying to tie it up right here. Here's a backhand try by Lindstrom. Side of the cage. She was on the blocker side of Toole and just launched one. You never know what can happen. This one comes back to Hare, who's got a couple of goals. That one shot in from just top of the circle. Took a one-hopper on Toole and tied her up a little bit, but she worked it off to the left-hand side. And here comes Eau Claire. 3.5 left to go, third period. And a 4-3 lead for the hometown Stars. This one backed off the wall all the way down, and an icy call right here with 3:22 left to go in the third period. So now just kind of take your time, yep. Sabres. Get your breath here if you can.
Any chance you can get a whistle here with the 3:22 left, you're going to try to do that, whether that's icing offsides or obviously getting shots on net, but try to slow it down, conserve your energy here.
Stowe takes the feed back of the D line for Eau Claire. Throws this one wide of the cage. And it's going to be Sloop who's got it.
Great idea.
Feeds a pitcher, and that one just a little bit beyond the reach of Addie Biskin. So an icing call here again with 3:05 left to go, third period.
Yeah, that was a great idea by Evelyn there, trying to give a little board spot pass to Addie so that she could get up the ice, but put a little bit too much on it. But like I said, you're taking a whistle right now. You're slowing the game down.
Yep.
That's okay.
Take your time. Addie Biskin against Heitlinger at the faceoff dot. Eau Claire has it. They get it back to the wing on the right side, top of the wheel. Shot taken. Knocked down in front. This one's going to come back to the point and stopped right there by Stowe for Eau Claire's defense. On the half wall, Here is Addie Biskin. Pinched up on the dasher. Biskin trying to peel it off the wall right here, and it's going to come onto the tape of Riley Biskin. Biskin's got it. Boy, she is, you can see, she's lost a step here after a very intense game so far. Biskin trying to reach down for something. And here is Pischer. Pischer, drop pass for Riley Biskin. Biskin hammers that one off. Took a little bit of a stick here, deflected into the right wing corner. CFM trying to get something out in front of Toole with 2:11 left to go on the game clock and a 4-3 lead for Eau Claire. Here come the stars.
Put pressure on.
Kate Roberts has got it. Kate just ragging the puck, trying to ride some time off the clock as we hit the 2-minute mark here. Here's a feed ahead to Olivia Hare. Hare couldn't control, and Sloop goes back to help her out. Sloop wanted to carry it out, couldn't do it, comes back out to Hare at neutral, but tossed right back in by Eau Claire. Here is Sloop. Sloop maneuvers ahead. That one taken away by the Stars and played into the Eau Claire zone, but way beyond the center checkered line. So that's going to be an icing call right here with a minute 32 left to go in this one. And it looks as if Aubrey Dowd's going to get the call here, coach, to bring her in.
Makes sense. Got offensive zone faceoff down 4-3. Got to get as many red jerseys in front of the net as possible here and find a way to score.
So an empty net for CFM here with a minute 32 left to go. And a face-off back in the Eau Claire D zone. Glove side of Toole. And it's going to be Addie Biskin to take it against Grulke for Eau Claire. Biskin and Grulke kind of tie each other up. This one goes into the corner. Biskin trying to flag it down. Eau Claire's got it, and it dribbles, caroms across the line as the Sabres players really pinch and try to hold that zone. Here is Addie Biskin. Biskin tight ropes along the blue line. Now the drop pass to her sister Riley Biskin. And a shot taken and cleared back to the line, but nice keep right there by Ellie Ash. But this one ticked off an Eau Claire player. And Riley Biskin gets back to keep Eau Claire out of the D zone, out of the CFM D zone with 55.8 seconds left to go and an offsides call here. And let's see if Michaela's going to keep Dowd.
Nope,
she's going to put her back out again with the drop at the dot outside the CFM zone. But as soon as they gain that zone, she'll be
here.
Off. And Eau Claire right into the zone. Dowd back out there. But
gotta
50 seconds left to go.
Here.
They got to get some players, like you say, on the puck and clear it out. Here is Eau Claire. Centering pass right there. Stowe steps up. Side of the circle at the hash marks. Drops it in deep. They're playing keep away right now if they can. 38 seconds left to go. And here is Stowe. Rides along the blue line. We'll drop this one in. Rink wide into the left wing corner. We're down to 28 seconds left to go. And we got a call here against CFM. I think Sabre's going to get a penalty call here in the last 26 seconds of the game. We'll have our post-glass and mirror post-game show, the Holly Bovey stats, names you know stats recap as well, and head contact right here. And that'll do it as CFM's going to send a player, Avery Lindstrom, into the box, and CFL will be down a player. It's 5-on-4 hockey with only 26 seconds left to go here.
Yeah, got to try to get that puck up to six and see if she can do something with it. But
Eau Claire's got it in the zone, ready to just take some time off the clock here. And stick handle. Riley Biskin with 17 seconds left to go. CFM's got to jump in anytime they can. Hauled in by Volke.
Here comes
Dowd off the ice. Empty net in the CFM zone, but they got to get Lysis out there quickly. Down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds in the corner. The puck protected by Eau Claire. And that will do it. The Stars beat the Sabres 4-3 here tonight. And like most of these games, it
close.
comes down to
that
final buzzer.
Yeah, and like I said, as the season progresses with such a young team and a team that really is only working two lines, you got to rely on a bunch of your young athletes to go out there and step up in these situations. And you saw when we got down and we ended up being shorthanded, but when we had the opportunity to pull the goalie You got to try to stay out of the box. You got to still try to find a way to create those opportunities and get pressure. And just understanding situational hockey, that takes time to develop, especially as a young hockey player having to come up and play as a freshman here.
Well, there will be a rematch.
Yep.
And we'll have it on the radio at the end of January, and we'll see how we do on home ice. But I tell you what, it's so typical of the games these two teams play against each other.
Yeah. I mean, going back even to my last year, I remember coming here and the game went right down to the wire. I think Eau Claire had their goalie pulled a couple times in those situations, and that's just how these games have been the last couple of years, been very competitive. Same thing here tonight, and obviously the Sabres feel like they've played really good hockey and felt like you could have won that game, but that's why, you know, you got a whole season of 24 games, and hopefully you find a way to improve on that the next time you play them.
So Eau Claire's won 4 in a row. They go to 4-3 overall. Second straight loss for CFM. They are 3-3 overall, and 1-2 in the BRC, and Eau Claire is 2-0 in the Big Rivers Conference after this one here tonight. But it is a long season,
yep.
So a lot of games yet to play, and just got to work out the kinks and keep patient and keep persisting.
Yeah, and it's when you look at your schedules too, games like this is where, you know, these close games you want to win, because you look who you got on the schedule next in Central Wisconsin,
yep.
And obviously I think they won state last year,
yep,
typically
right.
Always down at state, and, you know, that's going to be a tough game for the Sabres with the, you know, rolling the two lines and coming back and playing. Luckily it's on Friday, it looks like, so, you know, you have an extra day in there to get some rest and get ready for that game in your home, and hopefully you can find a way to jump out to a lead against them. But then you go into your tournament, and then you have some games out of that against Arrowhead, Medford, that you hope to be able to play well against before you have your next conference game against the Fusion.
All right. We are Post Glass and Mirror post-game show coming up, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up in a few minutes and send it on to Mark Halverson for Lady Cards Hoops against Stevens Point, the second game of our doubleheader here tonight on WOGO. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi-High and McDonald's student-athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
For the last 4 decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Well, the Sabres come out on the short end of the stick here tonight, losing to the Eau Claire Stars 4-3. And game went back and forth. Our postgame show here, Post Glass and Mirror postgame show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver system safety system after windshield replacement or They can do that on any make or model car or vehicle. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And, Coach, you know, lots of power plays here. Only one goal scored with the man advantage. That was by Eau Claire. But, you know, it's just kind of a second period that went back and forth, and CFM couldn't do their fourth to tie it up.
No, they had the opportunities on the power play, and with this power play unit, you know, they're learning how to play together as a group with a lot of turnover here the last couple of years. But, you know, big difference in the game there was just the opportunities in net and goaltending. And, you know, Eau Claire had some, you know, their goaltender made some nice saves down the stretch there.
Yeah, she kind of made the difference, Coach. Mikhail Hogan up here, Tool, hard goalie to get a puck behind her because she covers so much of that net. She fills up that net.
Yeah, the pucks we put on net, we did something with. So we had to learn our lesson there, and we kind of forgot to continue doing that the third period. We completely let our game go. We attacked hard at the end of the second. We're attacking in the first, but those lapses absolutely cost us the game today.
So, you know, we were talking up here that your skaters just were working hard there. I think it many times out-skated Eau Claire, but just couldn't get that puck in to tie it up. It was back and forth, but, you know, we couldn't get that goal to tie it up and get ahead.
Story of the season. We're outworking the other team, just not taking advantage of our opportunities and seemingly always making the wrong decision in the neutral zone, the D zone, when we're taking penalties. I don't know how many power plays we cost ourselves today taking a penalty to go 4-on-4. We're making the wrong decision, so we have to start addressing that.
Yeah, it's tough when you got such a short bench, and many of the penalties were against your key defensemen, and they're tough to lose, a Riley Biscuit or a Sloop or whatever in the box sitting for two.
Yeah, our best players are the ones taking penalties and taking penalties at the exact wrong time when we need them to step up in a different way.
So some work to be done here, and it doesn't get any easier. You're going to take on the state champions coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I hope this fires them up. I hope that this is a turning point in our season. This is a game we absolutely should have had. I hope that we get a little fired up in the locker room and stew on this one a little bit and can figure it out for the rest of the season. If this is how we continue to play, we're going to lose every game this season 4-3. I don't think anybody wants to sign up for that.
Yeah, well, you got a few days off here. I think you play Central Wisconsin on Friday, is it?
Yeah.
And so back to the ice and getting the practice and trying to work on some of these things, huh?
Yeah, they better come ready to work tomorrow.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Coach Mikhail Hogan. And we'll see him again on the radio, Eau Claire, at the end of January. Thanks for coming up here. And Coach, tough one.
Yeah.
You've been through that
yourself.
Been
through that, yeah.
You know what she's feeling here.
Unfortunately, our games when, you know, they had Abigail Stowe and Charlotte Akervik and those girls, I mean, it was tough for us to come up here and play them. And, you know, I think we've been very fortunate the last couple of years. I think we're 6-0 going into this game against them, you know, in the last 2 years or whatever it's been. And, you know, Eau Claire's got that team right now where they can hang around, and if their goalie's going to keep them in the games, they're going to be in every game just because they're scrappy enough and they have enough talent in that first line that they can, you know, make you sweat it out if you're not going to be able to get a puck behind their goaltender.
Yeah, they've got good enough goaltending. Maybe two goals will win most of their games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they got four tonight. I don't think they need four with the two goaltenders they have.
No. And that's the thing. Yeah, they got that goaltender that's going to keep them in the game. And, you know, they got enough on offense that, you know, they're going to find a goal here and there throughout the game and make it interesting for whoever they play.
Yeah. All right, time for our Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernice Realtors. Names You Know right here in the Chippewa Falls area. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. A 0-0 tie after one. All the goals scored in the second period. Eau Claire scored first. Woolley with the goal. And that was it. I mean, every time they scored, we would tie it up. They would get the next goal, and they got the last goal of the night and scored here.
Yeah, and like Coach Hogan was talking about, they were just coming at not great opportunities, you know, mishaps in the neutral zone with, you know, just players not getting back, helping support, and then them getting goals or opportunities on Aubrey. And, you know, with Aubrey being a first-year starter at the varsity level, you need to be able to support her offensively and defensively to make sure that she's staying comfortable for the whole game. Because, you know, in the first period when they were getting opportunities on her, we were doing a really good job of letting her see the puck. And as the game progressed, you know, there's a lot of clutter in front of the net. They did a good job of getting bodies there and still getting those shots. And, you know, Aubrey couldn't see a couple of those, and, you know, they found a way to get it in the back of the net.
Nice night for Olivia Hare.
Yeah.
A couple of goals here tonight.
Yeah, and she's not someone you expect to show up on the score sheet. And she really kept the team, you know, in the opportunity to tie the game up and be in the game. So really good job. She's a sophomore, and, you know, she's playing with Avery and Allison, and she's making the most of the opportunity because those two know how to get that puck to the net and do a lot of good things. She just needs to be in the right spot at the right time, and she was tonight and got a couple of those goals to really help the team out there.
Second and third goals of the season for Olivia. And then Allison Zhu, she's going to be a dynamite player.
Yeah.
She's just a freshman this year. She's got some moves, soft hands. She knows what to do with the puck. And she got one of the goals, the third goal here tonight. So two for Hare and one for Zhu. Not enough, though, as the Sabres drop this one 4-3 to the Eau Claire Stars. So that's our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey of Coldwell Bank, Urbanizer Realtors, 715-577-HOME, HollyBovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. We'll have more hockey for you on Thursday night. Back to the Chippewa Ice Arena as the Chi-High boys team will host Wausau West, a team in the section, non-conference team out of the Valley Conference. We'll have it for you at 640 Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Radio. Well, for Carter Jaeger, I'm Greg Stewart. Tony Menard, great to have you up here.
Yeah, appreciate it. It was fun coming watching the game, and obviously didn't go our way tonight, but I think Coach Hogan's doing the right things. They got some good young talent, and I think they'll bounce back and still have a pretty good season. So.
You bet. All right, our producer tonight's been Gavin Bobby. He'll hang around for girls basketball. Mark Halverson will have the call coming up here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Hobbs Ice Center again. It is the Eau Claire Stars 4 and the CFM Sabres 3. Good night from Hobbs. Stay tuned for Buckets with Halbo, girls basketball here on WOGO. Good night from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire.
WOGO.
CFM Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Czech Law Office, Dave Czech Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, and by Stelter and Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO Sports. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.